bench. Ian, with an accident, he couldn't come today. He'll be fine, but he can't be here today, so he asked me to cover for him. And my name is Dan Cabrera. Some of you might have seen me on many lists. Now, to lower the barriers of entry education, essentially we want to get open office into schools. We're thinking elementary schools, high schools, perhaps university. And maybe we'll come up with some plan, some project to do this. And whatever project we come up with must meet some basic criteria for it to be successful. And I suggest these criteria. Whatever plan we come up with must be financially viable. It can't be very expensive, because if it's expensive, it's not going to happen. We don't have a lot of money. We're not Microsoft. And ideally, not only should it be non-expensive, it'd be ideal if it actually made money for us so that it can pay for itself and then it can become self-sustaining. So that's the ultimate goal for us. Whatever we come up with should be relevant to not only teaching people what open source is, but actually supporting open source, getting either money or developers, getting volunteers, getting a larger community. So that's simply a desirable goal for our project. It has to be globally scalable. Open source is global. Open office is global. And a project that is limited to only a city or only a country is not going to get us very far. We need to think bigger. And whatever we come up with must be manageable with a low financial investment, simply because that's what we have today. It has to be something that we should be able to get started using only the resources we have today. And I think I found such a project, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. It's called Ingots. This was an idea by Ian Lynch. Ian is the show of the presenter. He is the lead of the school's project of Open Office, and this is his plan for getting Open Office into schools. So first let me tell you what it's about. Basically, yeah. Oh. The word ingot means it's a gold bar. Can you guys hear me? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yes? No? Yes? Good. An ingot is a gold bar. The Ingots project is a certificate for office technology. The idea being that this certificate is valuable, like a gold bar. You get it. So let's go over the basics. As you know, there are dozens, hundreds of certificates around. What makes this one special that you should care about listening to? Well, it has a set of properties. There are other projects that might have one or two of these, but I haven't seen any other certificate that has all of these properties in some package. First, ingots teach pupils about open source. This with other open source and open standards. Second, ingots are not tied to any particular office software. It works with OpenOffice, works with KOffice, it even works with Microsoft Office, even though it's not open source. And that's important for a reason. Most schools today have Microsoft Office. If we're required to have OpenOffice installed to be able to get started, then we won't get very many schools getting started. It has to be something simple for them. They must be able to start with whatever infrastructure they have today and still start learning about open source and open standards. And as they learn, we create an avenue for them to later install OpenOffice, start contributing, and so on. And Ingots creates this. Ingots creates a path for a school who is currently entirely proprietary to, in small little steps, become a strong open source contributor. And that's really cool, and I want to show you how that works. Well, Ingots require pupils to not only learn what open source is, but to participate. You can't really understand open source unless you join the community and take part in it. And Ingots can do that. And finally, Ingots creates, not only does it pay for itself, but it has the potential to generate extra income for the community to pay for things like this conference. Ingots is sponsored for this conference, to pay for development, to pay for marketing projects, or anything else we can come up with. So So let me show you how inputs works. First, there are three certificate levels. There are bronze, silver, and gold. And the bronze is the lowest level, it's simplest. This is it. The bronze level is suitable for essentially anyone can read and write. It's meant to be inclusive, it's meant to be simple, accessible to essentially anyone. A 7-year-old could do a bronze Singer in only 10 hours. Someone who has, it's suitable for people who are afraid of computers, people who hate computers can do this, because it's a low entry barrier, it doesn't require very much. And even at this most basic level, at the grade 7, age 7 level, you can actually start teaching kids real things about what open source is and what and open standards are. Let me show you a few, just a very tiny selection of some of the criteria for this level, for the bronze level. On the general knowledge, one criteria is, I know some programs are free to copy while others have limiting distribution. It's very simple, but it plants a seed for understanding the basic concepts of open source and proprietary. We wanted to teach those words because a 7-year-old might not be able to pronounce proprietary. I can't pronounce it, but it plants a seed there. Under word processing, I can use save as or save files in an appropriate format to transfer to other people. Again, this is suitable for someone who knows nothing but computers to learn. You'd be surprised how many people don't know this. How many people think that there's just one format? They don't know what a format is. And they know that you just click save, there's a file, and they just send it to people. Just teaching this much is a step forward. And this is something you can start doing with people who have no veteran computers, people who are afraid of computers, or 7-year-old kids. On the drawing, I include another one. I can more precise and efficient of drawing objects. Ingots is not only about open source and standards. Actually, most of Ingots teaches general computer skills, how to move mouse, for the bronze level, how to start a computer, how to get on the internet, basic things. It's a general pedagogical, but I can't pronounce pedagogical project. Now moving on to a higher level, a silver level. This is suitable for high school students, mid high school. Now this really requires 30 years of work on top of a bronze level. This is something that most people, but not everyone, will be able to reach. Let me show you some sample criteria for it. When it's under file types, it includes things like, I know that I have to choose the right application for each type of file. And it's going to be what open formats are, what open standards are. Under search for information, notice, I've said office technology, and I included search for information on the web. When I say office technology, I don't mean OpenOffice. I mean all of the technology that actually is used in a real office, that includes internet, that includes using Google, that includes using email, mailing list, and so on. So it's broader in that sense. Under the website of office technology, it includes learning how mailing lists work. It's actually required to join a mailing list and participate in a discussion. Again, this is not complicated. This is suitable for a 14-year-old student. And in doing this, they get to learn some of the tools that the open source community uses. In open source, we communicate via mailing list. So we're building the knowledge that they'll need later to actually join open source and to take advantage of it. And they'll learn to get support from there. Likewise, be able to find a product on the internet and that will be useful for OpenOffice. For example, OpenOffice. Simple example. Now, at the silver level, students also start being active and start making small contributions to OpenOffice. One of the tasks is they need to find a program on the web that will be useful for an office, download it, burn it on a CD, give it to somebody else, and reasonably show that what they're doing is legal. So you see, we're sort of hammering down the concept of open source, that some things are free to copy and some things aren't. And in addition to that, we're getting a valuable contribution. Imagine if 20% of high school students in your country burnt an open CD and gave it to somebody else. That would be a heck of a lot of CDs. That would be a massive contribution to the project. And it's something suitable for a high school student to do. And it's a real good contribution. You also need to make a website, make a 5-page website, and it's on 3 different browsers. Now, for one, these teachers have their other browsers. It's not just Internet Explorer. And it forced him to actually try out at least 2 other browsers and see their page on those browsers. And it also requires, it also starts teaching about the concept of compatibility, how a web page should be universal, which ultimately teaches a little bit about why we care about open standards. And the highest level is the gold level. This is a fair bit more advanced. Not everyone could do this. This one requires 50 hours of work on top of a silver level. And the interesting thing, at least for us here, for OpenOffice, is that 25 of those hours include community work in the open source project. Obviously, the one we care about is OpenOffice. And so it has a significant practical component in it. First, let me show you some of the study part, even though it's not really relevant to OpenOffice, but to show you, give you an idea of the level of knowledge required for a gold ingot. Students need to know how to install an operating system. Any operating system will do, but they need to actually install it. And to be able to repair simple hardware faults. They don't need to be hardware experts, but need to be able to swap a network card, for instance. And basic things like that, that very few people actually manage to do. On the spreadsheets, you can get an idea of the technical level required, being able to set up a financial model, being able to use functions easily, knowing about styles. Very few people know how to use styles. For the gold ingot, they have to learn. Now, the part that we care about the most is the community project. A 25-hour contribution to OpenOffice. It can be on any aspect of OpenOffice. It doesn't matter if a contribution is complex or not. What matters is whether it's useful. And that's important because it means that it's suitable for any high school student. This isn't intended for late high school, 16 to 18-year-old students, and adults with a similar level of knowledge. They have to subscribe to the education mailing list, and they receive guidance, they receive mentoring from me and Lynch and other people to help them along through their 25 hours of work. And their project can be essentially anything as long as it's useful. For example, they can make templates and donate them to the documentation project. They can provide tech support on the users list. You know how each language has a users list to help people with OpenOffice? They can join those lists and just help people along. They can help with quality assurance. There are a lot of tasks in QA which are very simple, very boring, and doable by a 16-year-old, like finding duplicate issues. That takes forever, and it's important. They can do this. They can raise money to buy CDs, they can make posters, they can prepare product demos. They can help with documentation. They can make documents that are suitable for even younger kids. For example, a high school kid might make documents suitable for elementary school kids and donate them to a project. They can provide support at for computers at our school. I actually did this when I was in high school. I was a teaching assistant, and I helped other kids in my school use computers. They can do that. And that's valuable to us. Now, some definitions about how this actually works in practice. Certificates are given out by Ingrid assessors. Each assessor is trained by an assessor trainer. Each trainer is trained by EMN. This is the basis of our quality assurance. So there's a fairly close connection between the chief assessor, that's what we call Ian, and everyone who's actually giving us certificates. So still maintaining a minimum standard of quality. Because as you know, most of these criteria require one-to-one discussion between the instructor and the student, that require interaction. And that's really good, because it creates a positive teaching environment that is valuable to schools. It puts the assessor, it puts the teacher in charge of education. And that's really important to us. It's very valuable to schools. Now, we're going into the where's the money come from in this project, and that it comes from academies. An academy is a high school or an elementary school that pays an annual fee, and upon doing that, they can give out as many certificates as they want. Now that's in purpose. This way, the more certificates they give out, the cheaper the cost, the cheaper each certificate will be. They can even give out certificates to people who aren't in the school. For example, other schools in the area, they can get certificates. They can run courses for adults in the area and charge for those, and spend nothing on certificates. So it creates a motivation for the school to train as many people as possible, which means that more people will be learning about open source, more people will be actually contributing to open office, and that's a good motivator. More about academies, there are three levels. This is to help academies progress from something simpler up to a more advanced level. The bronze academies can give out certificates only at the bronze level. Silver academies can give out bronze and silver, and gold academies can give out any certificate. And correspondingly, each one pays a higher amount. Notice that the price per certificate is not really that high. It's intended to be affordable for academies. And this price can vary depending on the country. This is a model for the UK, which is a fairly high-income country. In other countries, it can be a different values. But the goal here is to make the certificates affordable, so that the price is not a barrier, and also so that it creates a business model for open office. I'll get back to the business model part in 1 minute. Now, why would any school actually go for ingots? What do they get out of it? Well, first of all, what anyone gets out of any certificate is recognition. In the case of the gold level, because it's more advanced, it can actually imply job opportunities. But what does the school get? Why should the school pick this certificate over any other? Well, it's easy. Ingots has fairly flexible requirements. It doesn't require you to teach things in a particular way. ENGOTS is not a course. ENGOTS only cares about what you know, not what course or what book you use to learn it. So it creates a lot of flexibility for schools. If you have a school and you're teaching open source right now, just as hard, like whatever you're doing today will cover 90% of what ENGOTS does. And that's good for you, because it means you don't have to alter what you're doing today very much, or probably not at all. You can just keep on doing what you're doing today and still give out a certificate at the end. Ultimately, what matters is the actual knowledge of the pupil. It's affordable, at least that's the goal. The cost is low, so the cost is not going to be a barrier. Now, let's see, what am I doing? I'm going really fast. I'm almost done. Okay, I guess we have a long QA. Current status. We have, the project has been going on for 3 years. In this time, it's gone from 0 to 6 academies in both countries. financially, it's reaching the break-even point. You know, especially you lose money, then income grows, you break even, and now the future looks very bright for us. And we're going to now start to actually put money into the community to help fund events like this conference. And this is my last slide. Supporting open office. I mentioned the financially viable part. The press has to make money and put money into community. This is some ways in which this project could do this. One of the goals is to put money into community, and these are some ways that this could happen. For example, if any community member or any native employee or whoever gets a school to use InGOT, they will receive a 50% commission. Second annual. As InGOT itself grows, it can also be an entity that puts money into the community, just as we did for this conference. For people who are currently offering training for open office, if you have training centers or you work at a school, having a certificate that's not expensive for you can make your training more attractive to pupils because they will be getting an international certificate at the end, and that can help you gain students. From a non-financial type of support, if pupils will be learning open source, they have to contribute to open source, and in some cases they have to do significant 25-hour contributions open source, so that creates a steady stream of volunteers coming to the project, and that's also very valuable to us. And of course, it has a marketing value of just teaching many people about open source and open office. And okay, that was very fast. Well, now we come to questions. Since I'm not Ian Lynch, I won't be able to answer your questions as well as the guy who actually runs the project. I've been working with him for 3 months now. So I have a reasonable idea of how everything works, but I'm sure that the answer might be, I don't know. I can give you Ian's email, and if there's anything that I can't answer, you can ask him, I can get your email address, and I can get you the answer, all right? So, questions? Yep.
You mentioned 12 countries. Are there 12 countries in Asia, Europe, or America, or where?
Let me think. Off the top of my head, there's United States, England, Spain, Poland, Mexico, Venezuela. Those ones remember. I'm pretty sure that most of them in Europe and throughout the Americas, Argentina. And those are the ones I remember. Okay. Well, that was a softy. Anything else? Is that the only question? That was easy.
No, yeah? You didn't talk anything about the recognition of InGOT.
What do you mean?
Like using it in your CV or anywhere, how can it help one to get recognition, like apply for a job?
Okay, recognition.
It's a lot of certificates which are more recognized, and so.
Yeah, InGOT is moving forward in getting QCA recognition in the United Kingdom. Recognition has to be done one country at a time. And InGOT is supporting the UK, so it's going to get recognized at first. But we're making very good progress. We've had several meetings with QCA is the authority in the United Kingdom that recognizes certificates. And you know, there's similar enough that if you can get one, you can be somewhat confident that the others will to some degree. And we're working with QCA, and we fully expect it to be recognized within a few months. Yeah, I've had our meetings, and they've reviewed it, and they're very happy with it. So yes, it will be recognized. Currently, it's just, yep.
Is this integrated in the computer subject in the high schools in those countries?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
is
it again?
Part of the lecture plans or?
Yeah, that's the goal. The goal is to make it flexible to integrate into whatever it is that you're doing. A lot of these things, now don't think, you mentioned computers. It doesn't only have to fit into a computers class. For example, a language course could have a project for kids to translate documents from English to French, why not? And that is a valuable community project for a Golden Gut. So Ingots is Renaissance. Of course, most things really are computer related, like hardware faults and so on. But for example, the community project is not tied to just computers. It's very, very flexible, at least it was designed to be. So, well, that was very easy. If anyone is interested, I have, this is the Ingots handbook. I have 3 copies and I can give them all away. And this will explain what I said here in a lot more detail. And you can see, one second, I'll show you. And you can see the full criteria, which is obviously a fair bit more comprehensive than the few examples I gave you, and it has full explanations of what the criteria mean and how to apply them in practice. So if you're interested, talk to me now, and I'll get you one of these.
Because other people are moving and some people are moving.